Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Path. This week, Nick and I talk about the new spot that just opened, Beer Miscuous, and we get into some of the events you should be checking out over this holiday weekend. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back to talk about drinking and Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Two things we love.
Dude, I mean, this is the great American city, man. You know? And so many breweries popping up.
I know. It's crazy. We were just talking about pre-show where, I don't know, it's out of hand.
It's hard to keep up, and we're drinking our way through it. And we're here to share it with everyone who listens.
Right. Yeah, that's what we do. And on this episode, as we do on every episode, we're drinking Chicago beer. This time we have Goose Island Sophie.
Sophie with an F?
Yeah.
This is a Belgian farmhouse ale. This is one of those beers that, like, it converts people that say, you know, oh, I'm a vodka and lemonade drinker, I don't drink beer. But you give them a Sophie, and it changes the way people look at beer. And then, yeah, you know, like they serve it in that glassware, you know, the really elegant glassware at Goose. Mm-hmm. It's this is a fantastic beer.
We're drinking out of pint glasses.
We're rolling pint glasses and a mason jar.
We poured it out though, so we got that going for us, right?
But we filled it to the top.
Yeah,
yeah. Sophie is a I think they age part of it in wine barrels. I think this is a barrel aged beer. I think, right? No,
maybe. I'm blank. I'm forgetting now.
Well, they used to. Oh, yeah, here it is, right here. Yeah, so it's a Belgian ale with 20% of it aged in wine barrels with orange peel.
Okay.
It's on draft or in bottles at Wrigley for the first time this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's barrel aged beer at Wrigley Field.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is what's this? A 6.5% beer. So it's up there, but man, it goes down so fast.
Yeah, I remember at the Sunday Funday at the new Goose Warehouse. In the beginning, they were serving Sophie mimosas.
Oh,
yeah,
those sound good.
Yeah, they had the orange juice and the Sophie, just, you know, getting it done.
So is it bad that we're drinking a Belgian beer made in the U.S. on the day that U.S. was playing Belgian?
I mean, So the Belgians just beat us in the World Cup, you know. I mean, it's kind of fitting, though, right? Because if you look at all these Belgian breweries, right, these U.S. breweries, they all are so heavily influenced by the Belgians.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's fitting that if we go out, we go out to the Belgians.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So
we can still...
And it's still, the wound is still fresh, Brad.
But we can still enjoy their beers. But this is Chicago beer anyway, so...
Chicago beer with a Belgian influence.
Themed. Inspired.
Belgian inspired.
There we go. All right. Well, we'll continue to drink on these as we chat about this past week. And I guess it's only fitting, too, that we're drinking Goose Island beer because last week we went to an event at the Barrel Warehouse, not the new one.
Right. The original one.
Right. Which I thought they were getting rid of.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I thought they would just keep both, you know. Uh-huh. But apparently they're moving from the one we were at a few days ago to the new one where they did the Sunday Funday Chicago Craft Beer Week event.
Okay. I guess maybe they're waiting until after the summer, or maybe as they get rid of beers that are in there, like, I don't know, do it that way as they...
Probably because it's probably easier to just carry empty barrels versus, like, you know, full ones.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
So back in the what seems like months ago, maybe half a year ago, in the beginning, the Fulton and Wood events, and the Fulton and Wood is the Chicago only draft only series that they do at Goose. Originally, those events were all at this barrel warehouse, but we haven't been there in a while because they started moving those events to their key account. So we went all around town for those events, but they all used to be there. So it was good to get back there. Right. I haven't been there in a long time, actually.
And so this event was for United and Goose Island are teaming up to offer Goose Island beers on all international United flights.
Crazy. That's a big deal. So, yep. I mean, for people who don't know, United Airlines is based in Chicago.
Right, and I didn't even know that, or I forgot that, I guess.
Right, like, it's not something, yeah, it's not something you really think about. So, Goose Island and United are both based in Chicago. They're probably the two largest in their industry, you know, in Chicago anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So, they had this event where the CEO of Goose and the CEO of United both came out and introduced that on every United Airlines flight on the planet, there will be Goose Island beer.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
It's pretty awesome. And then at the event, they gave away one pair of tickets to anywhere United flies in the world. And we didn't win that.
I got to be honest with you. If I did win, I was either going to Brazil. I was probably going to Belgium, though.
Okay. See, I already had like a bag packed. I was ready to go.
So you had the spot. You knew where you were going to go.
Well, it didn't matter. The bag was packed.
It doesn't matter. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Just get out of town.
Just in case, like, I had to take it right then. It was like, oh, you leave tomorrow, kind of. I didn't know it was like, you pick. It could have been like tomorrow, wherever the flight goes.
So somebody won, somebody we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of, I'm guessing, United staff there, because there were a lot of folks that were, like, you know, in suits. And very clean cut.
Right,
and,
but they didn't need to win this. They
do you need to win? You probably get a discount anyway.
Yeah, they probably have a book of tickets.
So some lady won that we don't know, so I don't know.
I don't know. Bummer.
But it was a good event. So Publican Quality Meats was there.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the snacks off in the back. And then Goose Island had maybe like four or five beers on. Madame Rose was there.
Madame Rose.
Sophie.
Illinois. No, not Illinois. Endless IPA.
Endless IPA. And then 312 green and 312 yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't like it if you call it.
I don't think green was yellow. On.
Green wasn't there?
Uh-uh.
Okay, maybe just yellow.
Only the urban wheat.
The urban wheat ale, the original 312. So the way this works, I mean, from what I could understand, right, it sounds like 312 is being offered on these flights initially. That's the initial offering.
Yeah.
And then there's a flight number 312 going from Chicago to Houston, Texas. And if you're on that flight, you get free Goose Island beer on the flight.
Right. So which that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. And then that's, you know, with United Airlines, man, the only beers that they offered before that announcement, it was like Heineken was one and like Amstel Light. And they were macros, like traditional macros.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Goose is a craft brand, you know, in some respects.
Sure.
Right. But the fact that, you know, I'm definitely going to get a 312 over a Heineken.
Probably.
If I'm on United.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they do Sophie's, I'm doing a Sophie Mimosa.
Whoa.
Easy decision.
What's that, like $15 on the airplane, I'm sure?
Oh, you know, Brad, I saw Brad Meyer the other day, and he brought up a good point. He was like, dude, alcohol's free usually on international flights.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm assuming this would fall under that, like where, you know, if you're flying from Chicago to out the country, then the 312 is probably free too, right?
Sometimes. I don't know. I guess it depends on the airline and depends on where you're going to.
Okay.
Like, I don't think they're going to offer it on Canadian flights. Like, I think it's sometimes usually like really long, like 8-10 hour flights. And that always depends on the airline too.
Duty free. Yeah.
So who knows?
Okay. It was a cool event. My favorite part was you got to see the old CEO. You got to see John Hall, who's the founder of Goose Island. And then you get to see the newer CEO. Andy Goeler is his name. So he's the guy that he took over after the merger.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see both of them in this place. And then you also get to see the CEO of American Airlines, who was draped in like yellow and black, which is the 312 can colors. That was kind of cool.
You think she planned that? Probably. Their assistant or the PR company helped her out there.
PR probably coordinated that for her.
Yeah.
So
we're on to you.
It was great. I mean, even though it was in the Barrel Warehouse and it's officially summer, you know, there were fans everywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad in there.
It wasn't bad at all. So that was a good event, man. And it was just, you know, reminiscent of all the fun parties we've been to in there. It reminded me of that. So I really enjoyed that event. Oh, the 312 cans shaped like planes, too. That was cool.
That was neat, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, good time. And then what, 2 days or a day later, we went to a preview event at Beer Miscuous.
Beer Miscuous up in Lincoln Park.
Uh-huh. And so this is a new coffee-inspired or cafe-themed
right.
beer bar.
Like a beer cafe?
Yeah.
Which is still kind of weird to say, right?
Uh-huh. And I asked them if they were going to serve coffee, and Austin, who's their beer manager. Yeah. He said no.
That would be awesome though, because I remember like towards the end of the night, he had they've got these draft lines, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like a slashy. You know, if you ever go to a slashy, it's like a traditional slashy, and they're all across town. There's a storefront liquor store next door to a pub,
right?
And they both have the same owner. So you can buy beer at the store, and then you can drink it at the bar, vice versa, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like an extension of that, or an evolution of that concept, where you can there's bottled goods. They got a license for both, you know, a license to sell draft beers in on premise, and a license to sell beers to the public that you can take out.
Yeah,
you know, so that's what it is. Oh, but so they had the beers on draft, and there's enough space to add another draft line, and they were discussing maybe doing a firkin,
okay,
like permanent firkin. And after I left the place, I was thinking, like you, I'm like, dude, they should just do one awesome coffee. There's a lot of roasters in town. You could do a dedicated coffee
right, space. Or even get a dark matter over there with a keg of their cold coffee.
Like, or you could
put
do that
on tap, like, you know? Do Right Donut style.
Do Right Donuts.
But the place is pretty awesome. I can't even imagine the issues they went to get that liquor license to sell beer to go and serve it there.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool concept, man, and it's right across the street from Agino's East, you know, so they invite people to, you know, bring their own food and hang out in this place. There's a space downstairs that holds about 20 people that you can do, like, yep, private parties in, and they got this beautiful mural on the wall that's it's inspired by the Chicago train line.
Yeah,
you know, so it maps out all the Chicago breweries, the current Chicago breweries, which is cool. Even like suburbs too.
That was neat to see in map form and be like, oh, okay, that's where Church Street is, and that's really far.
it kind of made more sense. It gave you some sense of direction. That was cool. So I was talking to those guys, and apparently that place used to be a Mexican tapas spot, mm-hmm, and then before that it was a church.
Okay.
So they had like pews. Like when you go in, you'll go past the bar and you'll see like a couple of pews. And it's not the pews from the church, but they wanted to have some pews in there because that space used to be a church.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Cheers to those guys, man. Paul and Andrew. Mm-hmm. Those guys are pretty cool.
Yeah. The place reminded me a lot of spots in Portland.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, that it's just, yeah, it's a place where you could just see the coolers. You'd be like, oh, I want to try this beer. You're sitting down and be like, you just grab it and you pay and you open it. It's neat. We just don't have very many of those slashy type places. And the places that are slashies, the store is in another room. So most of the time, if you're at the bar, you don't go over to the coolers and get something. You just drink what's on tap.
Right. This is the kind of place where, hey, you know, if you're working on a term paper or you're updating your website, you know, this is a nice, comfortable space that has all beer that you can just kind of enjoy.
And you can bring your own food in, too.
It's a win. And then, you know, it's a pretty slick concept. And then it's called Beer Miscuous, which is, like, super catchy.
That's a good name, yeah.
You know, so I think they did a really good job.
And so they're right at the corner of, what's that, Diversey and Clark?
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Yeah, Diversey and Lincoln.
Right. So right down the street from Delilah's.
Yep.
And Atlas. Well, not a bad little spot to be.
Not too shabby.
Mm-hmm. Those were like the main two events I went to.
Okay.
What else did you hit up?
I hit up one more event. I hit up the Atlas second year anniversary party.
Okay.
So this is
right down the street.
Huh? Right down, walking distance from Beer Miscuous.
Look at that segue.
So Atlas is 2 years old, and Atlas is a brew pub next to a bowling alley,
right,
and the same guys own the bowling alley and the brew pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's it's great, man. It's very swank. It's very Linkin Park when you go into Atlas's space, and they've won a few medals at FOBAB. They won medals 2 years in a row at FOBAB.
Oh,
they only
really?
Been around for 2 years. Yeah, they won one for their barley wine Eric last year, and then I believe they won for their stout the year before that.
Oh, okay,
which is pretty cool. So you know, we went to check those guys out. They did what was called blindfolded brewers bowling.
That's dangerous, right,
dude? It sounds crazy.
Drinking blindfolds and heavy balls.
So, like in my head before I show up, I'm like, dude, like this ball's gonna be going in all the wrong directions.
Yeah.
But so they took some goggles and they like painted goggles, you know,
okay,
painted the goggles so you could see. And people were surprising, like really just like throwing like strikes and picking up spares. It was like surreal. It was kind of weird.
I guess if you're pretty good with, you know, you're not don't have a weird arc or anything like that, and you're just throwing straight.
Yeah.
Should be all right.
Yeah. So and that's kind of what it ended up being. And so they had they have a double IPA that they brewed as their anniversary ale.
Okay.
That beer was fantastic. You know, just like a lot softer and a lot like of those, you know, those juicy hops, you know, hops that kind of taste like lemon and orange, you know. So it's like an 8%, 9% beer. It's really big, but when you drank it, you just wanted more of it, you know. And awesome. So that their IPA, the anniversary ale, was like really good. So they were having, they had pictures of that going, and yeah, and a lot of bowling, and you know, just seeing people that, you know, seeing other brewers, you know.
Oh, that's cool. So a good amount of people were out for it.
Yeah, it was a full house. I saw Rev, I saw Will Turner from Rev, I saw Jesse from Ale Syndicate, mm-hmm. Christian from Lake Effect Brewing. Yeah, just a handful of brewers, and then I saw like Heather from Festivale. And then the room was full of people. Those are just the people I remember.
Okay.
Oh, Vice District was there, so Charlie and those guys were there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Neat. And then I heard rumors that they're opening up a production brewery on the south side.
I wish it wasn't so late in the night, because I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, uh-huh. I've heard the exact same thing. That, you know, because up to this point, they have a distribution license with a really small distributor. They're really focusing on just Lincoln Park bars, basically. And then, yeah, but they've got a space out south somewhere that they're going to start, you know, bottling and or canning.
Right. It's supposed to be pretty big.
Yeah.
What I hear. So
I'm excited for those guys. If you ever meet, so, you know, John and Ben Saller are the brothers. And Ben's the head brewer, and John's usually there, you know, making things happen in the pub. And they're just like super cool guys.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for them. And so cheers to those guys for 2 years.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah, I'm going to have to make it up there and check it out. It's been a while. And then, what, I saw you were at Lagunitas, right? I saw a photo.
Yeah, so I hit up Lagunitas, man, Sunday, fun day. You know, got up, had brunch, and went to Lagunitas. I had to take a cab, man. It was too hot, man.
Oh, okay. You couldn't take the bus?
I'm like, dude, we're taking Uber, man. I'm done. Uber? I'm done hanging out in this corner. We're Ubering this thing. So we went out there, and yeah, Lagunitas. Well, the staff calls it Chicagonitas.
Okay.
Which is kind of slick. Hmm. And it's a 300,000 square foot space.
So this is at 87th and Western, basically, right?
It's not that far, but it's close. No, it's like 18th.
18th?
18th and Western.
Okay, 18th
and Western. He's like 87th and Western. It's in Oak Lawn.
Once you're in the numbers, I don't know. Okay. 18th.
But it is, you know, it is out there, man. It's just southwest of downtown. Okay. Right? So just south of, it's near Pilsen. So it's west of Pilsen.
Yeah.
And it's you have to see it to really understand how big the space is. The brew house sits 80 feet above, I'm sorry, the tap room. The tap room sits above the brew house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this, and there's this scaffolding where you can walk out and see how the brewery gets built. Because that space isn't built out all the way yet.
How did it feel then the last time you were there when it was like kind of half empty or just kind of getting put together?
Yeah, completely different. So because we were out there for an event. I forget what that was. It was like basically an event before it opened to the public.
Right. It was like for all their accounts and reps to be like,
right,
hey, get ready for us.
Get ready because we're making more beer than this town's ever fucking seen. Right. It was one of those events. And the tap room wasn't built yet. So the tap room's brand new, and the tap room is fantastic.
Okay.
You know, you walk up like five flights of stairs, but when you're up there, you can see everything in the brew house.
Oh, cool.
And then they're doing tours like every half hour. So the tour is you walk outside the doors of the tap room, mm-hmm. and there's this scaffolding that they've set up where you, almost like a viewing deck.
Oh, neat.
Because half of the space is built and the other half's going to be built.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to give you like some understanding, right? They have, in Petaluma, the original Lagunitas, they have they've got a 250 barrel system, but then they got these 750 barrel fermenters. So they got 20 of those fermenters in Petaluma.
Okay.
And then in Chicago, the goal is to have eventually have 120 of those 750 fermenters.
Wow.
Like a ridiculous amount of fermenters. So the space isn't completely built out yet. The brew house is there and the fermenters are there, but there's a lot of room for expansion. And when you're in this tap room, you're so far up that you get to see it all. And then there's like a gift shop, and then they do like live music there.
Okay.
It's actually pretty solid.
And then they have food as well?
Yeah, and it's a brew pub. So they got like small plates, you know, like nachos and burgers, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't eat. We were busy watching soccer and, you know, just drinking. And
all right, it's almost like old school pub food.
Yeah. Okay. When you look at it, it's like a very short list of food.
Okay.
It's like, you want a salad, you want nachos, or you want a burger?
Okay.
That, you know, that's kind of how it looked.
Hmm, interesting.
It was cool. Yeah, I'm excited for that. they have a basic list of beers. Like, they either make, except for the pills, they basically make, like, you know, variants of the IPA, you know.
Right, yeah.
Pale ales, double IPAs, hoppy brown ales, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And a stout. So it's a very simple list, but I think where they win is that the Lagunitas branding and the theme is such a cool experience. You know, the tap list isn't really that extensive. You know, all the stuff on tap is stuff you can get in the store. But when you're there, you still enjoy being there, you know.
So you think that experience will carry on versus, like, people go to the brew pubs to try these things that they can't get?
That's a good question.
Think it might hurt them in a year where people are like, I can just drink IPA in daytime at home. I don't need to go there.
I can go to the bar that's closest to me. I don't have to go there to do it. Yeah. I mean, that's a very good question.
Like, once you see the experience and are there, you're like, oh, good.
That, like, and you'll cool. be one and done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at some point they will need to expand. Like, I don't know what's going on in Petaluma. I've never been, you know, to California.
Yeah, me either.
But I would assume that there's, like, you know, just like with any brew pub, right? There's, like, brewery only exclusives, you know, and stuff that they're experimenting with that you can try there that you can't try anywhere else. I'm assuming that it'll get to that point.
Okay. Because like Firkins or something like that, that Half Acre does every week.
Yeah, like something like a Firkin Friday or something like that. There's so much room that it's endless. You could do, like, I when I first walked in, I'm like, dude, we could tear it up with some paintball in here. You know, you know, some mini golf, some paintball. We could tear it up in here.
We need a mini golf brew pub.
You know, like, you know, we could do, there's so much stuff, so much space. You can do almost anything in there. One more thing about Lagunitas. I saw Gary Culley from Panic Brewing
there. Yeah.
You know, I'm looking over and he's sitting right next to me.
Oh, funny.
That's it. That's my Gary Culley story. Oh, shout out to Gary Culley, man. I like that guy. He's cool as hell. Yeah. I met his dad or his stepdad. No, his father-in-law, who was, like, you know, like a liquor store owner in, like, Iowa. They were just great. We had a nice, like, 10-minute conversation. It was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very neat. Well, did you make it to anything else, or should we get into the week here?
Let's do it.
All right. So it's 4th of July week here on Friday. It's like everyone's gone. I don't know. The office here is quiet. The streets were quiet, even biking. Slow. So I feel like our list may be short here, but I think there's going to be plenty of drinking this week going on for everyone, but maybe just not a lot of events happening, right?
Exactly. I have nothing more to add to that. That's okay. Exactly what's going on.
So what do we got?
All right. So Wednesday, which is, what day is Wednesday? July 3rd?
2nd.
July 2nd. Thank you. So this is Illinois Brew Pub Night at Dry Hop. This is at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So Dry Hop is doing all Illinois beers, Peace,
Haymarket,
and they've done a collaboration with Andersonville Brewing.
Right.
It's a blood orange Hefeweizen.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be at Dry Hop on 6 p.m. That's Wednesday.
Very cool. Yeah. And so you can get flights right of all the different beers, and yeah, they usually bring out some neat stuff. Also Wednesday is the Perennial Ales pop-up tap room at Small Bar Division.
Perennial down in St. Louis.
Yeah, so I think a few months ago they did one for Penrose that we checked out. So yeah. I think Small Bar does these like once a month, which are the pop-up tap rooms. So they just have like a brew pub come in and kind of take over or put a bunch of beer on tap. And usually some rep or a couple people from the brewery are out there chatting. And so, yeah. It's usually a good night, especially if you want to try this brewery and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, it makes sense because the breweries they feature are like nowhere near their location. Yeah. Gives you a chance to try it. You know, that's a pretty dense area, Wicker Park. A lot of people live there.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a chance to try it.
Right, and I'm sure Small Bar has been packed lately because of soccer. Whew, it's been nuts.
Those games are fun. Such raw passion. Even like if the guy misses the goal and when someone scores and they go to the crowd. Or go back to the home country. Like, people are just going nuts like that. That it's just fun to see.
Nice. That's Wednesday.
All right. So then Thursday, 4th of July Eve, that's Stein Prager Pils night at Atlas. So I didn't know this until I saw this event. So Atlas, the name Atlas, is a reboot. There used to be an Atlas brewery in Chicago in the 30s.
Yeah.
And their flagship beer was the Prager. So this is Atlas's tribute to that beer. They have they make a Prager, and it's a Pilsner. So every year they make it, and it's bring your own Stein night. So you bring any size Stein you want up to a liter, they'll fill it for $6.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a launch party for their pills, basically.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, so that's Thursday at 5 p.m.
That's good, and they might still have that double IPA on tap for their anniversary.
Dude, that double IPA is legit. Like, I don't get too excited about, like, IPAs now, but the IPA is good.
It's a good night, and you probably should go out that night anyway, so this is a good event because you're probably not working on Friday.
Exactly.
So on the 4th of July's event, we mentioned last time the event at Local Option. What's his name? What's this thing called?
This is called Alcohol Dependence Day.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I knew it was something pretty good. And so this kicks off at 3:00, Local Option style. But you're not working, so you can get there at 3:00.
Yeah. If you need something to do, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not grilling, if you're not having people over, this is it right here.
And Local Option always has a great tap list on, and so yeah, I don't even have the list in front of me, but I know it's good.
Yeah, they've got they're a full blown brew house now. They've brewed at maybe 3 or 4 different locations, mm-hmm. and they're gonna have 9 of their own beers on draft at this thing.
Oh, jeez.
And then just some really, you know, some classic beers like, you know, from DeStruz and Thornbridge and Floyd's and, you know, Evil Twin and, you know, Allagash. It goes on and on. They're one of the best tap list wise. It's a very short list. And they're on that list. Okay. Whatever the shortest list of awesome tapless bars is,
it's them.
They're on it. Yeah, they're probably at the top. It's really good.
Nice. So that should be a good day. And then you can head out to whatever barbecue you need to go to and see the fireworks.
Yeah.
And then Saturday on July 5th is Dark Matter Coffee's anniversary party. Yeah, coffee. No, but their parties are always ridiculous. They always happen on 4th of July weekend and usually on the 4th of July, and I don't usually get to go to it, but I hear they just get crazy.
They get after it pretty good.
All right, so the food, they usually have like a bunch of different kegs from breweries that they're friends with, that they've brewed beers with, and lots of live music. Much of the people who work at Dark Matter are in bands, so they're usually playing. It's usually supposed to be a good time.
I get the impression, I haven't met these guys, I get the impression they're a lot like most beer drinkers, where they drink coffee all day, and then as soon as 4:00 hits, they just get into some really good beers.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And Dark Matter's like the official roaster of, like, you know, breweries nowadays.
It seems that way, yeah.
You know, Half Acres, Big Hugs, Dark Lord. I was at Goose Island's Brew Pub. They had something called Dark Energy that had Dark Matter coffee in it.
Nice.
Like a lot of breweries, when they make a coffee beer, are kind of gravitating towards these guys.
Okay.
So.
And so you can RSVP for the event. I think it's on the Do 312 site. And so, yeah, definitely check that out. Saturday, July 5th.
Cool. I got one more event. This is in the near South Burbs. This is at what's the name of the place, Brad?
I don't know. What's this event?
Oh, it's the Maple Tree Inn.
Okay.
The Maple Tree Inn.
Why would I know that at all?
I don't know, man. I just thought you would have known, man.
It's at the Holiday Inn.
I totally drew a blank. No, this is at the Maple Tree Inn. So this is their New Orleans Fest.
Okay.
So Maple Tree Inn is really, it's one of the oldest breweries in the Chicagoland area. They're doing an outdoor festival in their parking lot. There's going to be tents. There's going to be a lot of New Orleans inspired food, and they're going to have 4 craft brewers there. Lagunitas will be there. Abita from Louisiana.
Okay.
Natural choice.
Makes sense.
And then they're going to do Moody Tongue's going to be there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So.
Man, is his place, speaking not to derail from this event, but is his place open? Can we go there? Can we check it out?
I mean, I know he's making beer. He's making beer.
Probably.
I have not been to his place. Okay. I do not know if it's open. I should have just said, I don't know.
But he has beer, and it's going to be at this event.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty good, man. Yeah, Cajun food and beer and live music, man. So, yeah. Oh, Forbidden Root's going to be there, too. So here's the full craft beer list.
Okay.
Abita, Forbidden Root, Lazy Magnolia. Haven't heard of them.
Hmm.
Lagunitas and Moody Tongue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good Sunday, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I think that does it for this episode, and it should be a good 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of you, Nick, how can they get in touch and find out where you are?
I'm on Twitter, @Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRAD. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. The website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. There's links to most of the events we talk about. And then on our Facebook page, we're posting other events we come across. You know, new ones just pop up, and so we want to share them. Photos of us hanging out at these awesome events. You know, you can be jealous and like them there. So find that there. And we're out of Sophie, so that does it.
Out of beer, out of here, man.
Take care.
Cheers.